Looking forward to the singing tonight by our choir, and they look sharp, don't they? They all clean up pretty good, and so we're thankful for Brother Wiggins and just for the effort and all the effort they put into this tonight. And I like the theme, Go Tell, and so we look forward to them singing, and it's good to have so many visitors with us tonight. Thank you for being Heritage Baptist Church. We welcome you, and I hope that we can be a blessing to you tonight through song. And let's pray, and we'll start the Christmas musical out. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this night. We thank you for the choir. We thank you that we can hear the gospel through music. I pray, Lord, tonight that the message would be clear, that you'd be with the Brother Wiggins as he leads, and the musicians, and our choir tonight, that you bless them. We pray tonight that you receive glory and honor from everything that's done. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Christmas is more than a manger, more than shepherds and wise men. The story of Christmas is the story of Jesus, who was born as a man so he could die for man. The world has long forgotten the true meaning of the Christmas season. A young girl once wrote in a school essay, "All I want for Christmas is for everyone to know what Christmas is really about." What is Christmas really about, you ask? Christmas is about Jesus' birth. Who is Jesus, you ask? Jesus is the Holy Son of God. Who is God, you ask? God is our holy God, our one true God. He made you and me and the earth. Now that you know what Christmas is all about, please tell your friends and family and share with everyone else. Today we live in a world where Happy Holidays has taken the place of Merry Christmas. My friend, may we be reminded that the greatest message the world has ever heard and will ever hear is the story of Jesus. We must go tell the world of Jesus Christ, who was born of a virgin, lived a sinless life, died on the cross, shed his precious blood, then rose up from the grave on the third day. This is what the world needs to hear. The story of Christmas is one that has been deeply cherished and held close to the heart of many people down through the ages. It is the story of hope to the hopeless, grace to the grieving, liberty to the lost. The story has to be told. although the story happened almost 2,000 years ago, the effects of the story of Jesus' birth are still in our world today. The world is in darkness, searching for a light to shine in their lives. Once a world bound in sin needed a Savior, one who did not come from the seed of earthly man, whose seed has been covered by the dark stain of sin. This Savior must come from God Himself, but clothed in the flesh of a man. The world waited in anticipation for someone who could take away sin forever. The world was in need of one who was man, but also God, to take away the sin of each sinner who would call upon the name of the Lord. Day after day, man was waiting with hopeful expectation of this one who would come. Matthew 1:23, "Behold, a virgin shall come, shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel," which being interpreted is God with us. One night in a town called Bethlehem, the greatest event in history would take place. The birth of a Savior would grace our world from heaven's throne room. There has never been a night like this night.
Thank you.
Luke 2:11-12. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. Even the angels had shouted out that Jesus Christ had come to the earth to bring peace and goodwill to all. The angels come to a small group of shepherds who were in the field tending their sheep. The shepherds had heard a message like none they had heard before. This was the news the world had waited for, and apparently this was the news these shepherds had waited for. This was no ordinary night for these shepherds. These shepherds did not find the Lord of all lying in a kingly bed of the best inn. They found the lowly Lamb of God lying in a manger, not the place one would think to find a king. Luke 2:10, and the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. This is not news just for the shepherds, not just for the saved today, but this is news for the whole world to know. What good is Christmas if the world never knows the true meaning? The message that is so dear to our hearts is no good to those who are hopeless if we never tell it. What must we do with the news of Jesus Christ? Go tell it. Luke 2:13-18. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. It came to pass as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us now go even into Bethlehem and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord hath made known to us. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made it known abroad in the saying which was told to them concerning the child. And all they had heard, it was wondered at those things which were told to them by the shepherds. If the angels and the shepherds had a message to tell the world, then we should shout the message of Jesus Christ from the highest mountain unto all the world.
Tell it on the mountain.
Tell it on the mountain.
Tell it on. silent flocks by night. Behold, throughout the heavens there shone a holy light.
Go, heaven on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go, heaven on the mountain, there Jesus Christ is born.
Down in a lowly manger, the was born and brought us God's salvation that blessed Christmas morn.
God has always used the most unlikely people to carry out His plan, such as the Virgin Mary to carry the Son of God in her womb. She was a chosen vessel to help bring Jesus Christ into the world. God also chose an unlikely place for Jesus to be born, a small town called Bethlehem. Remember, God is not looking for an eloquent or the most qualified person. He is simply looking for someone who is willing. Do you love the message of Christmas, the message of hope for a hopeless world? Are you willing to be a servant and go tell the world about Jesus, about the gospel? Each one of us can be part of spreading the greatest story of all those who desperately need to hear it. Are you willing to let the light of Jesus shine through you? have the greatest story that mankind has ever heard. We have the story of a supernatural babe born to die that we might live. Luke 19:10, for the Son of Man has come to seek and save that which is lost. Galatians 4:4-7, for when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth His Son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. And because ye are sons, God sent forth the Spirit of His Son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father. Wherefore thou art no more a servant, but a son, and if a son, then an heir of God through Christ. Friends, as we end our program tonight, might I remind each of us that we have a message that started in a manger and ended with Christ rising from a grave to overcome sin and death for all those who would put their faith in Jesus Christ. Yes, the Christmas gifts will be given and received, but the Bible describes the greatest gift as being the gift of salvation. Are you ready to take this gift to someone? This could be the greatest Christmas for someone who is looking for hope or needing an answer to eternity. Go tell it.
Take the offering. Let me say a few things. Appreciate the choir tonight. Amen. What a tremendous, tremendous job they did. And I want you to turn your Bibles as we take a few minutes here. Matthew chapter 1. Appreciate the musicians, Miss Roberta, Miss Christy, Miss Linda. I saw somebody over there playing the flute, I think. Sammy, that's awesome. Amen. Tremendous job. Appreciate Brother Randy. Good to see Anne-Marie as she walks out. Prayed for her. Good to see her here tonight. So ushers is going to be about 7-8 minutes. Depends on how this goes, all right? Matthew chapter 1. Look with me. familiar passage. We've read it several times over the last couple of weeks. Look there at verse 21. And the Bible says, "And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus." We preach this morning, Jesus means what? Savior. "And thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins." He shall save his people from their sins. I rejoice today in knowing that Jesus Christ came, died for me, shed his blood for me, that he came and was born in that little manger in a stable, in a horse trough. I just imagine, it just amazes me that the God of the universe, the God who created the sun, the moon, the stars, all the trees, the God who created the mountains, the God who created the vast oceans, that same God, the Bible says, became flesh. And when he became flesh, he was born in a horse trough. Amazes me. Why did Jesus come? Well, he said that in Luke. He said, "I came to seek and to save that which is lost." We see that Jesus Christ was to be called, that Mary was told that the babe was to be called Jesus, the Savior, who would save his people from their sins. I rejoice today in knowing that my sins have been forgiven. That through Jesus Christ and his life, his death, and his resurrection, my sins have been forgiven, and I've been given a home in heaven. What a wonderful, wonderful blessing in knowing that I'm saved. I hope tonight you know you're saved. I hope tonight that you have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. By the way, that's what he desires. He desires that you have and that I have a personal relationship with him. Christianity is not a religion. Christianity is a relationship. Jesus Christ desires a relationship with you. He cares for you. Otherwise, he would not have come. He loves you. He loves you. And then as we think about the choir musical tonight, the theme, Go Tell, I thought about as they read the scripture there in Luke chapter 2, as the shepherds were there, and it says, after the shepherds had visited with Mary and Joseph and the babe and found the babe lying in the manger, it says, and they all that heard it wondered. I'm sorry, verse 17 says, and when they had seen it, talking about the shepherds had seen Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. They made known abroad. When they saw Jesus, when they saw Joseph and Mary, and they had seen the angels, they made known abroad. They went and told. They went and told others about Jesus. I think about even in John chapter 4, where Jesus met there the woman at the well. A woman whom had been married five times and is now living with a guy. And the Bible says that Jesus there talked with her. After he talked with her, the Bible says that she left her pots, she left her water pots, and went into the city and told all there what he had told them. And she said to them, "Is not this the Christ? Come and see," she said. "Come and see. Is not this the Christ?" After she experienced that relationship with Jesus, after she was confronted with the good news of salvation, she went and told others. Another tremendous account found of one who was touched by the Savior is the maniac of Gadara. I just could imagine there as this man had been combing throughout the tombs and cutting himself and running throughout the tombs naked, and there he met Jesus, and Jesus changed his life. And there the Bible says that when those in the city found him, that the devil had, that Jesus had released him from the demons inside, and they found him clothed and sitting and in his right mind. But when Jesus got into the ship, and the one possessed with the devil prayed him that he might be with him. Howbeit Jesus suffered him not, but saith unto him, "Go home to thy friends and tell them how great things the Lord hath done for thee." That's it. Go tell. Go tell the great news. Go tell the good news of salvation. Go tell those friends and neighbors and co-workers. Go tell your kinfolk the good news. What great things, that's what it said there, what great things the Lord hath done for thee. When's the last time you told someone the great news of salvation? When's the last time you as a Christian witnessed to someone? Oh, it's, you know, as we think about the musical again tonight, we think about being that light. Jesus said, I am the light of the world. And then He said, ye are the light of the world. And our light should shine. Our light should shine in the dark places in which we work and live. And as we think about Christmas and just the great controversy, who would have ever thought that saying the word Christmas would be a controversy? Whoever would have thought that schools, even in Texas, up on the north side of Dallas, in our own state, in our metroplex, Conservativeville, who would have thought a school district would call their Christmas party a winter party? Whoever thought that great cities that I love, would send out cards, Christmas cards in the mail, and they don't say Christmas, Merry Christmas, they say season's greetings. City that I love. Who ever would have thought that? The reason for the season, for the most part, has been lost. I never forget. I like Ernest movies. I'm an Ernest fan. He passed away a few years ago, cried a little tear. His personal life was not all together. But in Ernest Saves Christmas, how many of you... No, don't raise your hand. Ernest Saves Christmas, man, what a classic. Right up there with White Christmas and all the others. A classic. I'm sorry, some of the kids don't know what White Christmas is either. There's a little spot there where he's in a car and the glove compartment is open. And there's a bumper sticker. If you ever go back and you see that movie, a little bumper sticker there that says, Keep Christ in Christmas. I've always thought, who put that there? It's not like the set director said, all right, everybody, let's put this bumper sticker inside this glove compartment so when it opens, everybody will see it. Somebody on that set snuck that in somewhere. Somebody wanted to tell. Can I just tell you, no matter where you're at or what you're doing, you should be able to, and you should, and we should, tell others the great things the Lord has done for us. I tell you what, you've got the greatest opportunity. We have a wonderful opportunity during this Christmas season to tell our neighbors, to tell our friends, to tell our co-workers, to tell our kinfolk about the great news of salvation. Let's don't be passive. In other words, yes, you can be a light, and you can be a light by way of your actions and the way you behave, but there's more to it than that. They can see your testimony, but there's more to it. They're not going to get saved by your testimony. They got to know. You got to tell them. You got to give the good news. Let's go tell this Christmas season. Let's tell the good news of salvation.